This guy is one of our favorites. He's a long-standing anchor, award-winning anchor for ABC7. And we welcome in Dan Ashley. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Pat. Good morning. Great to be with you on KSRO.
Yes, very
wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dan. And we play Patti LaBelle because she is the star of this year's Rock the Casa, which is really your passion project, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you guys are so nice to have me on to talk about it. Rock the Casa is something I started several years ago to support underserved children in need in the Bay Area through several organizations that I support as a board member. Court-appointed special advocates, CASA, that's the CASA and Rock the Casa, helps kids who've been removed from their homes because of abuse and neglect. Friends of Camp Concord, we send underserved kids to summer camp at Lake Tahoe, all expenses paid. In the 22 years I've hosted a golf tournament for that organization, this summer we sent our 10,000th kid.
Wow.
Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and also Boys and Girls Club, all beneficiaries of the Rock the Casa charity concert.
Clearly, you're interested in the well-being of our young people.
Very much so. You know, I mean, if you've been fortunate and I was fortunate to have a nice childhood and a happy childhood, but lots of people don't, and lots of kids need help. And so I wanted to focus on underserved children particularly, and certainly what you guys have gone through in Santa Rosa, there are lots of children who've been impacted by the fires.
Oh, yes.
Let me first commend you guys, Pat. You guys have done such a service to your community and to your listeners with all of the reporting and outreach that you've done.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that.
Really marvelous.
I appreciate that, and I'll pass that around to the team involved in that whole project. How do you get to the big ticket names to Rock the Casa? Patti LaBelle, love her. She's
phenomenal.
Yeah, you've spent some time with Patti LaBelle. What's she really like?
I met her a couple of months ago. I went to flew to Las Vegas, where she was performing to shoot a television promo for this event, and she could not have been sweeter. Very mild, you know, for someone who has such a powerful stage presence.
Yeah,
she was very mild mannered, almost quiet, very
mm-hmm.
sweet. I thought she was just a very nice woman, and she's really excited to come to the Lesher Center in Walnut Creek and do this show for us. And she was a very nice woman, I thought. So I can't wait to see her live.
That amazing stage presence, for sure. And talk about some of the other performers that you've managed to corral to do this gig to benefit the kids.
Well, you know, the key is as a reporter, I just get dirt on them and then force them into doing it.
And it works. Clearly, Dan, it works. Yeah.
Well, we've been very fortunate. You know, this year's Patti LaBelle on March 2nd, a week from this Saturday. I can't believe it. We're in full panic mode getting ready for this show. Last year, we had Melissa Etheridge year before that, who she was fabulous. The year before that, Cheap Trick, one of my favorite bands of all time. The year before that, Aria Speedwagon, and I started with my friend Eddie Money, who I reached out to personally to do the first one.
And let's tell the truth in broadcasting here, Dan. You are a musician yourself, so this has got to be an extra layer of fun for you.
Well, Pat, it is. I have to say, you know, I've done so many, as you have over the years, being in this unique position in the community because of our roles in the media. I've done so many different events and fundraisers, and years ago, I thought, what can I do with music, which is such a fun passion for me and something that I care a great deal about? What can I do with music to raise money and awareness for great causes? You know, there's so many, and they're great, but we've done so many of those rubber chicken dinners and other kinds of events. I thought, what can I do that's fun and different? So I created this as a way to use music to raise some money and awareness.
It's a great idea, and obviously it's working, Dan. I have to ask you, it's hard to really narrow down one moment of your career to talk to you about, but I have to ask you about the interview that you did with then-President Barack Obama at the White House. What was that like for you?
Oh, you know, you're so kind to bring that up. That was one of, you know, I've had so many very fortunate experiences and career highlights. You know, sometimes I can't believe the good fortune I've had to be able to do and cover so many interesting things. But that was certainly a highlight. You know, I have been to Washington many, many times over the years. I've been to the White House a few times as a tourist. But this was my first time going to the White House as a reporter. and to go into the diplomatic reception room and meet with President Obama for about 10 or 12 minutes, maybe 15, and interview him one-on-one was really a thrill. And he was very engaging, and I had a lot of questions to ask and got to as many as I could. But what a privileged moment for a reporter and for a person to get to interview the President of the United States.
You got to walk out of a situation like that, Dan, and just say, yeah, Dad loves his work, right?
Yeah, that's such a great point. I did. You know, I mean, it was such a neat moment for me. I really enjoyed it. And President Obama certainly was had such a great reputation in so many respects for so many people in the country. But no matter who was the president, you know, just the chance to be there with a sitting president and interview them. I had interviewed Al Gore during the campaign and candidate George W. Bush during the campaign, but to interview the president was really quite something.
Well, just to show you, Dan, how our career paths have taken sort of different routes, one of my claims to fame is having interviewed Gary Hart while he was campaigning in California.
Oh, really?
Before his campaign ended, of course.
Before the unfortunate...
Yes, the unfortunate boat trip, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, the excursion. Well, you know, but what a privilege. You know as well as I do, we get the chance. A reporter's life is a joy often. It's hard work, and it can be demanding, but we have the opportunity to do some really unique things.
And how many years have you been with ABC 7, Dan?
I'm coming up, I guess, on about 25.
Wow. Is that a record?
When I was 11.
Yeah. Is that a record at that station?
If I may be immodest, I'm the longest running male main anchor the station's had.
Wow,
so very,
that is very impressive.
To have lasted that long. You know, as I always say, these jobs are tough to get, tougher to keep. So.
Yeah, very well. Obviously, you're doing something right after 25 years. That's pretty remarkable. And Rock the Casa coming up the 2nd of March. And so many great beneficiaries, and of course the great Patti LaBelle will be the headliner at the Lesher Center for Performing Arts in Walnut Creek. And I'm thinking and hoping that tickets are still available, Dan.
Oh, we do have some tickets. There's not many, to be honest, but there are some tickets available, and people can go to rockthecasa.org. Rockthecasa.org has all the information about the charity, the 501c3 charity, and ticket information at the Lesher Center for Patti.
Well, great to see you using your voice to continue to do great work, Dan, and a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, you're so kind to have me on, Pat. Really, congratulations to you and everybody at KSRO for what you guys have been doing, especially during this trying many months that you've had in Santa Rosa and the surrounding area. So I think what you've done is remarkable.
Thank you, Mr. Ashley. Appreciate having you on. Good luck with the cause, and we'll be seeing you tonight on the TV.
You are the best. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That is Dan Ashley, ABC 7's news anchor and the longest running news anchor. Isn't that something? And I'm a Bay Area kid, so I grew up with a lot of those news anchors. And Dan Ashley now holds the record for being the longest serving anchor. And no signs of stopping anytime soon, too. Rock the Casa, and it's rockthecasa.org if you want to find more information about that. How can you beat Patti LaBelle? And even if you can't make it, you should at least pick up one of her cookbooks because, man, oh, man, she does some great Southern recipes in there.